This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Novel drug combination achieves 83% remission rate in high-risk leukemia. A groundbreaking study from the University of Hong Kong has demonstrated that a novel two-drug combination therapy can achieve an 83% complete remission rate in patients with acute myeloid leukemia carrying FLT3 gene mutations, one of the most challenging forms of blood cancer to treat. The research, published by investigators from HKU Med's Department of Medicine, offers new hope for extending the critical window for bone marrow transplantation in these high-risk patients. 83% composite complete remission rate achieved with Quizom combination therapy in FLT3-mutated acute myeloid leukemia patients. FLT3-mutated AML treatment outcomes. Composite complete remission rates with different therapeutic approaches. 2024 Quizom combination 83% quizartinib monotherapy 65% standard chemotherapy 45% omecetaxine alone 25%. Source HK Department of Medicine 2024 Georgian Medical Journal News dual mechanism targets resistant cancer cells. The Quizom combination pairs quizartinib, an FDA-approved FL3 inhibitor, with omecetaxine mepisutsinate, a protein synthesis inhibitor that targets cancer stem cells. According to the HKU Med research team, this dual approach not only suppresses cancer cell growth, but also activates the patient's immune system to fight remaining malignant cells. FLT3 mutations occur in approximately 30% of acute myeloid leukemia cases and are associated with particularly aggressive disease progression and poor outcomes with conventional therapy. The World Health Organization estimates that leukemia accounts for approximately 474,000 new cases globally each year, with FLT3 mutated variants representing some of the most treatment-resistant forms. Recent data from clinical trials suggest that the combination therapy addresses a critical gap in current treatment protocols, where single-agent therapies often fail to achieve durable remissions necessary for successful bone marrow transplantation. Extended transplant window offers new hope. The study's most significant finding centers on the therapy's ability to extend the therapeutic window for bone marrow transplantation, currently the only curative treatment for FLT3-mutated AML. Lead investigators noted that the 83% composite complete remission rate represents a substantial improvement over historical outcomes with standard induction chemotherapy, which typically achieves remission rates of 60-70% in this patient population. The combination's dual mechanism appears particularly effective against leukemia stem cells, which often drive disease relapse even after initial treatment success. Data published in recent hematology journals show that omecetaxine's protein synthesis inhibition can overcome some forms of FLT3 inhibitor resistance that commonly develop with monotherapy approaches. For Georgian clinicians treating blood cancers, this development could significantly impact patient outcomes, particularly given the challenges of accessing bone marrow transplant facilities. The extended remission window may allow more time for transplant preparation and donor matching. Immune system activation shows promising results beyond direct anti-cancer effects. The Quizom combination demonstrated notable immune system activation that may contribute to sustained remissions. Laboratory analyses revealed increased activity of tumor-fighting immune cells, suggesting the therapy works through multiple complementary pathways rather than simple cancer cell killing. This immunomodulatory effect aligns with broader trends in cancer treatment toward harnessing the body's natural defenses. Research from the National Cancer Institute has increasingly emphasized combination approaches that simultaneously target cancer cells and boost immune responses. The reduced relapse risk observed in the study may partly stem from this immune activation, which could help eliminate minimal residual disease that often leads to treatment failure. Such approaches are particularly relevant for global health initiatives focused on improving cancer outcomes in resource-limited settings. The Quizom combination therapy achieved an 83% composite complete remission rate while demonstrating significant immune system activation and reduced relapse risk in FLT3-mutated acute myeloid leukemia patients. HKUMED Research Team, Department of Medicine Medical Research Publication, 2024. Key takeaways: novel quiz combination therapy achieved 83% complete remission rate in high-risk FLT3 mutated acute myeloid leukemia patients. Dual mechanism targets both cancer cells and activates immune system response to prevent relapse. Extended therapeutic window may improve access to life-saving bone marrow transplantation for more patients. Combination addresses critical gap in treating one of the most aggressive forms of leukemia. Frequently asked questions: what makes FLT3 mutated leukemia particularly difficult to treat? FLT3 mutations occur in about 30% of acute myeloid leukemia cases and drive aggressive cancer cell growth while making tumors resistant to standard chemotherapy. These mutations also promote the survival of leukemia stem cells that often cause disease relapse, even after initial treatment success. How does the Quizom combination work differently from existing treatments? The therapy combines a targeted FLT3 inhibitor with a protein synthesis blocker that specifically targets cancer stem cells. This dual approach not only kills cancer cells more effectively, but also activates the patient's immune system to fight remaining malignant cells, addressing multiple pathways of disease progression simultaneously. What does the 83% remission rate mean for patients and families? The 83% composite complete remission rate means that more than 8 out of 10 patients achieved a state where cancer cells were undetectable in blood and bone marrow samples. This high success rate significantly increases the likelihood of successful bone marrow transplantation, currently the only cure for this aggressive form of leukemia. The HKOMED findings represent a significant advancement in treating one of the most challenging blood cancers, potentially transforming outcomes for thousands of patients worldwide who face limited treatment options. As clinical trials expand globally, the Quizom approach may establish new standards of care for FLT3 mutated acute myeloid leukemia, offering hope for improved survival and quality of life in this historically difficult-to-treat patient population. Source: novel combination therapy could reduce leukemia relapse rate, extending window for bone marrow transplants.